I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tough one for the Yankees tonight in Seattle off that resounding victory yesterday. Of course, the tough news coming with Oswaldo Cabrera, but Yankees battling tooth and nail, pitching elite on both sides tonight. The Yankees can't pull this one out. In extra innings, they fall 2-1 in the bottom half of the 11th on a J.P. Crawford walk-off single. Our Yankees rewind, and Brian Wu, he starts the night. A full count to start the game. The power of righty who's been so good for the Mariners, especially at home here in Seattle. He always pitches so well in this ballpark. Full count to start the game. He got the red-hot Trent Grisham to fly to deep right field. And then Aaron Judge, the second batter, looked to jump him.
Here's Aaron Judge, leading the American League in 10 offensive categories. Just part of the story. First pitch here from Wu. Swung on, driven to the gap in left center field. Julio giving chase. It's a bullet. Julio dives and makes the catch on the track. What a play.
That defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed that a big play, especially that early, because the Yankees wouldn't get many balls they could square up against Brian Wu. And one of them came directly after that, interestingly enough. Two-out double, Cody Bellinger, opposite way off the left field wall. But the Yankees, nothing else in that inning. Paul Goldschmidt popped to short. Max Fried for the Yankees, starting this great pitching line for the Yankees. And they're right tonight. Yankees have won all eight of Max Fried's starts until tonight. Five pitches, five strikes for Fried. An easy 1-2-3 first inning. And it started with two pitches and two ground balls. Vintage Max Fried. But then Fried, after back-to-back one-out singles in the second, Mitch Garver and Dylan Moore had to bear down. He's always a ground ball away. And on a 3-1 pitch to Donovan Solano, jammed a fastball in, got a 5-4-3 double play. So Fried working like Max Fried, even without his best stuff, getting those ground balls, getting that big double play. Wu, on the other hand, was dynamite. 1-2-3s in the second and the third. The latter in the third inning on just six pitches for Brian Wu. So he was in cruise control early on. Fried responded with his first two strikeouts. Bottom of the third, he fanned Leody Taveras on a full count fastball. Then he wiped out J.P. Crawford on the cutter. A seven-pitch battle with Crawford. And in between, a nine-pitch battle with Ben Williamson as Fried was laboring a bit, couldn't quite put hitters away as well tonight. A five foul balls in that nine-pitch battle with Williamson, and three of them with two strikes in the count, but Fried did induce a soft ground to the third. Excellent play by Oswald Peraza, one of many by Peraza at third tonight, coming in to nab Williamson and end that battle. So scoreless into the fourth inning, and Wu, impressive work again against the heart of the Yankee order. He struck out Judge, struck out Bellinger, and Goldschmidt lined to short to end the inning. Wu made it 10 in a row set down. Bottom four, Julio Rodriguez, hard leadoff single through the left side. And next up, the dangerous Cal Raleigh. Teeing up Fried a little bit more in this inning. Raleigh, who homered last night, got a 1-1 pitch he liked for today's electrifying drive of the game.
Rodriguez, pretty good lean at first base. 1-1 pitch here to Raleigh. And right to the plate, and here's a swing and a drive to center field, chasing Grissom straight back. He's on the track. It hits off the base of the wall. Julio is second, coming to third, getting a wave on by Negron. Here's a throw by Volpe. Got a chance. No, it's a little bit late. Julio scores, and the Mariners take a 1-0 lead.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer. Today, that booming RBI double. Number 28, RBI number 28 for Cal Raleigh on the season. And this is where it could have spiraled for Max Fried. Teams always get one chance when Fried doesn't have his best stuff. And Mariners didn't cash in here. A Rosarena, a bullet to third. Nice stab by Peraza to his left. Great day at third defensively for Oswald Peraza per usual. And Garver on a full count. He also pulled one to third. Peraza snared a hard grounder. Threw him out, but Fried walked Dylan Moore with two away. So after all the hard contact, the RBI double, everything included, two on, two out. Donovan Solano who had had a two-on, one-out chance in the second inning and grounded into that double play, well, free to Solano again. This time a 12-pitch fight, including a near two-run double for Solano. A foul ball that just missed that third base bag on the 11th pitch of the battle. Well, Freed on the 12th pitch, looking to keep it 1-0 Seattle.
Here we go. The pitch swung on a sky to center field. It's going back, Grisham, with room on the track. Reaches up, casually makes the catch. That'll do it.
Well, exhale at that moment. And Wu, on the other hand, just kept rolling. Now pitching with a lead, 1-0 Mariners, top five. Yet another 1-2-3. And Wu struck out Jason Dominguez in the inning for his fifth K. The high fastball Yankees couldn't square it up all night. 13 in a row for Wu after that strikeout. The only blemish? The Bellinger two-out double in the first inning. Wu facing one over the minimum. And Fried mentioned not as sharp today, but this is what makes him Max Fried. And talk about getting out of the fourth inning. Ended up using 29 pitches in that fourth inning. In the fifth inning, after the nearly 30-pitch fourth, Fried walked the eight-hitter, Leody Taveras. Then he said, enough is enough. He struck out the side. Ben Williamson, J.P. Crawford, Julio Rodriguez, all on heat. 95-96 on the fastball-sinker combo to end the inning, empty the tank, end his night. The Yankees, the most traction they had against Brian Wu, two outs in the sixth inning, trailing 1-0. Bases empty. Wu had plowed through the bottom of the order. A 9-pitch battle with Yorbeat Bebas struck him out on that high fastball again. 15 in a row at that stage for Brian Wu, but with two out, Grisham and Judge, back-to-back bloop singles, and Cody Bellinger with a chance, but he flied to left, a soft fly ball, and the first runner on base since the first inning for the Yankees, first runner in scoring position all night, getting two on that inning, nothing across. Bottom six, Freed out after the five innings of one-run ball. Fernando Cruz started this amazing relief pitching for the Yankees tonight. He was firing. A 1-2-3 wham-bam. Struck out the side. Kept it a 1-0 game. By the way, Freed's ERA with the five innings of one run ball actually went up to 1.11. A 1.05 to 1.11. He still got the best ERA through nine starts in Yankee history. Yes, Yankee history. Seventh inning, kind of odd after a one-out double to right by Austin Wells for the Yanks to get him going a bit. Wu pulled at 88 pitches. He had like no blemishes tonight, but he's pulled at 88 pitches, and the lefty gave Spire. First batter in, walked Anthony Volpe. The first walk by Mariner pitching tonight, so the door cracked a bit open for the Yankees, and Wells and Volpe and walked through that door. They executed another double steal, this time Wells leading Volpe as opposed to the other way around. So second and third, one out. Yankees down 1-0 in the seventh. Spire struck out Jason Dominguez on the slider. Then against Oswald Peraza, good morning, good afternoon, good night. Struck him out on three pitches. Ended the inning. So still 1-0 Mariners, and Mark Leiter Jr. made sure it stayed that way. Bottom seven, 1-2-3. Couple of Ks. Eighth inning for the Yankees against the right-hander hard thrower Matt Brash. Yankees couldn't do anything outside of a one-out single on a full count. Trent Grisham, perfect piece of hitting, but nothing else for the Yankees in the eighth. Luke Weaver kept it 1-0. Bottom eight, a 1-2-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Yankee bullpen superb, moving it along. Top of the ninth, Andrés Muñoz, Mariners closer, up 1-0. He's been untouchable for Seattle. Yankees just looking for one run to tie it. Well, Paul Goldschmidt on a two-strike pitch against such a tough customer, against the electric Munoz, he got hit. He got hit with a pitch near the wrist area. Then Goldschmidt stole second. Pablo Reyes pinch ran for him. He went to third on a well-soft grounder to third. And Anthony Volpe with the infield in chance to tie the game.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the 0-1. Crowd gets silent. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Put it in play. Dylan Moore charged. Floated to the plate. Wide. Run scores. Tie ball game in 1-1. Digging for second is Volpe. He'll get there. Standing up. We get a new ball game here in the ninth inning. It's 1-1 here in Seattle.
You make heady plays like Goldschmidt, good things happen. You put the ball in play like Volpe did, good things happen. 1-1 game. The Yankees a go-ahead run with one away in scoring position. Jason Dominguez on a fastball below the knees, a two-strike fastball, rung out for the second out. Dominguez's arms in the air after that, clearly frustrated. Couple of words as he walked off. Luis Rojas came to intercept him and gets him. Aaron Boone, of course, from the dugout, and home plate ump Mark Wagner tossed Boone. So Aaron Boone got his money's worth. He was fired up, but saved his player, per usual, Dominguez getting tossed. And Peraza grounded to third, ended the top of the ninth inning. Yankees did tie it, but a chance to break ahead there. Didn't do it against Munoz. Bottom of the ninth. Weaver back out there. Another dominant Luke Weaver inning. What else is new? And the Yankee bullpen behind Fried in extra innings. Four perfect with no walks and eight strikeouts along the way. Extra innings tied at one. Carlos Vargas, the Mariners righty. Peraza, the ghost runner off second for the Yankees, and Vargas struck out DJ LeMahieu in his season debut. He'd come on for defense the inning prior. Then Vargas on a full count on Grisham struck him out. So base open, Mariners said, okay, we'll intentionally walk Aaron Judge. We're not gonna face him. Cody Bellinger, two on, two out, got under one. Fly to right, and that was the first ghost runner inning that the Yankees couldn't score. Yankees didn't score there. Bottom 10, 1-1 game. Devin Williams of the ghost runner Garver for the Mariners off second. Miles Mastroboni, pinch hitter. Sack bunt, got Garver to third. Another pinch hitter. Rowdy Tellez, chance to win it. Infield in. Runner at third, one out. Well, he fly to shallow center, and Grisham put it away. Garver had to hold that third. So all of a sudden, Devin Williams, for the second time in a week, a chance for a great escape.
Williams, he's set. Here comes a 2-2 to Tavares with two outs here in the 10th. The pitch, little dribbler, right side. DJ LeMahieu, field, throws the first. Game! And we continue on here at T-Mobile Park. Nice stop by Devin Williams to get out of a jam, stranding that runner at third.
Another big moment for Devin Williams, which you love to see. But the Yankees, again, top 11, couldn't score. The ghost runner against the right-hander. This time, Casey Legamina for the Mariners for a second straight day. Bellinger, the ghost runner. Reyes, who had come on a couple of innings prior to pinch run for Goldschmidt, remember in the ninth inning. Then Reyes had gone to left field defensively. Reyes grounded to short. Bellinger did sprint to third. So the Yankees, runner at third. One out. Austin Wells popped to first, though. Couldn't get the run in. Volpe did walk to extend the inning, but Jason Dominguez back up there. Runners at the corners, a soft ground ball to second. So make it five innings with the ghost runner this year with the two tonight. No runs for the Yankees in any of those innings with the ghost runner. Not scoring top 11, that'll be our Wendy's Yankees turning point in the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So bad recipe, you don't score the ghost runner in extras. Even with the missed chances earlier, you don't score there. You got a bad feeling in your gut. Tim Hill on for the bottom of the 11th. Ben Williamson singled back up the middle. And the ghost runner, Tavares, he got the stop sign at third. Didn't matter. J.P. Crawford up next with a chance to win it.
They need another strikeout here. First pitch, lefty on lefty, slicing drive, down the left field line, fair ball, game over. J.P. puts it in play for only the second time tonight, and Seattle wins this game 2-1 and 11.
That's our Yankees Rewind Catch segment on demand on the free Odyssey app. Anytime, podcast of our key highlights every night, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
all of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.